Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday morning, February the 9th, 2026, 11 minutes past the hour. And let's do our housekeeping here. Hey, by the way, I think it's 12 degrees here in Marion, so the temperatures are on the rise, and maybe they will be on the rise for the next few days here in Marion. Beale Street Presbyterian Church's Women's Association annual Soup Supper, held at 455 Lee Street, will be Friday, this Friday, February the 13th, 4 to 7 p.m. The cost is a donation. The menu will be homemade chili, vegetable and chicken noodle soup, possibly potato soup, shredded chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, assorted desserts, punch and coffee. Bring your family and friends and enjoy the evening. The Lee Street Presbyterian Church's Women's Association annual Soup Supper, 455 Lee Street, this Friday, February the 13th, 4 to 7 p.m. Hey, that's Valentine's Day Eve. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind or anything you would like to say this morning, feel free to buzz in. Hour number one, we were talking about the Super Bowl. Seahawks defeat the Patriots last night in what people are really calling sort of a lackluster Super Bowl. Not a lot of people talking about it yesterday. Not a lot of people talking about it today. I don't know what happened with the Super Bowl. Maybe there was just no drama. There was no drama. There was no outside influence. And outside of the halftime show, I don't think there was really much to do or say. Bad Bunny performed. Lady Gaga was there. Ricky Martin was there. An actual couple got married during halftime. That was quite interesting at the Super Bowl. They actually got married. What a story that was. So did you enjoy the halftime show at the Super Bowl with Bad Bunny? And then I guess there was an alternative Super Bowl, apparently, that was on the Trinity Broadcasting Network with Kid Rock. Now, see, that's a sentence you thought you would never say, Kid Rock on the Trinity Broadcasting Network performing, but, you know, that's the way it goes. So, I don't know, did people tune in to watch that? I don't know that I did. As a matter of fact, I know that I didn't. So did anybody do that? What do you make of all that drama? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Doesn't it make you wistful for the days when people would just turn something off when they didn't like it? You know, we didn't have to have all the counter-programming and so on and so forth. Hey, if you don't like that program, just don't listen to or watch it. That's pretty much what used to happen. Now, it's argue, attack, counter-program. I don't know. It's just a whole different philosophy when it comes to these sort of things. I guess locally here, probably the big news today is the full city council meeting tonight at 6:30. A lot of stuff on the table there. I mean, you've got Mike Bodine, the mayor's right-hand man, announcing his resignation last week, which will take effect this Friday, so this will be his last meeting. That should be interesting. We've got Vidya, the former treasurer, is the new auditor. We'll see if she has any updates or anything to say. She did not say anything last week. And the city's plan for financial recovery was rejected by the state last week, the state auditor. So will anything happen with that, you have to wonder. Those are all questions that may be answered tonight at the city council meeting. And again, the phone lines are open if you have anything to say about that. 740-383-9944. I don't know how this is all going to play out. You know, with Mike Beaudine leaving, what exactly will be leaving the administration, I think, is what you would have to say. Why did this happen, and what will be leaving? Is it to go back into the private sector? Well, we can't say it's not at this point, but is that what caused this resignation? Is everybody sold on the idea that that's what caused this resignation? I don't know. And then, of course, we still have the Ratliff verdict from last week, not guilty on all charges. Looks like the trial for Ayers' wife, Heidi, is still set for next week. So that has not been canceled. Will that be canceled? Or will we have another trial that goes on here locally? I don't know. Still set to happen at this particular point. And then, of course, the civil trial that will follow in Toledo, which Ayers talked about last week. And the repercussions from this, say it over and over and over, are really just quite simply that lives have been forever changed. And do you get your reputation back? I don't know. I truly don't know if you get your reputation back. I guess that's on a person-to-person level. Do you think that these reputations can be recovered at this particular point? Do you think Ayers and his family can get their reputation back? Do you think Ray Grogan can get his reputation back? Is it possible? If anybody has any thoughts, feel free to give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss it here. You know, I think we want to all hope for the best. We want to all say that people will get their reputations back and people will be able to go on down the line here, but I don't know. I it's just when something is that public and is covered by so many media outlets, I don't know if you can truly get your reputation back. I don't know if that's a possibility. You know, hopefully it is for all involved, but I don't know. It's kind of like the city. You know, they have been through such a string of bad publicity with the financial trouble, the plan being rejected, the recovery plan being rejected by the Auditor of State. I don't know. Now, you know something we haven't talked about on this show, but hey, why not talk about it here for a second? It's national news, but we haven't done a lot of national news as of late. Okay, so what is the deal with the video that was posted on social media by the president that at the end of it had the Obamas' heads on apes? You heard it right. At the very end of the video, President and First Lady Michelle Obama's heads were on apes. And this was a video posted by the President of the United States. Now, I do think he has said now that he did not watch the video all the way through, so he did not see that part, and that he did not post the video himself. I think he's also made that claim. But boy, I'll tell you, this got people who were supporting him very heavy all bent out of shape. Especially Tim Scott, who is an African-American politician who has supported President Trump very heavily. He said he thought it was a very racist thing to do. So how does that happen? You know, I never dreamed I would be talking about a story like this because it is so out of the ordinary. Did anybody see this? I mean, it was reported in a lot of places. And when I first read it, I thought, well, that can't be real. Nobody would do that. Nobody would do that. That's gonna end badly. That's gonna end very, very poorly. But it did happen. And holy mackerel. You know, and you don't want to call somebody racist. I mean, I think you really don't want to call somebody racist. But as I was saying to somebody the other night, you know, there are still people who are defending this. Now, I don't even think the president is defending it anymore. I think the president has said other people put it up and he didn't see it to the end and he condemns it. Okay. So, I mean, if you defend this, I guess I would be interested to hear what the defense is. I mean, maybe there is a defense. I don't know. You know, it's not for me to judge. But what is the defense of that? It's funny. You know, we've talked about that before. I think people who are not comedians should not be trying to do comedy. Because it doesn't come off funny. It comes off hateful and sort of spiteful. Now, if you're laughing, I guess, well, that's okay. But if it's at somebody else's expense, is that really worth it? You know, I mean, there are different levels here making fun of somebody. I'm sure we've all done it at one time or another. But if you know that it's mean-spirited, and you know when it's mean-spirited, then herein lies the problem. It's what I've said about misleading people. When you accidentally mislead somebody, and you come back and apologize and say, hey, listen, I was wrong, that's one thing. But when you know you're misleading people, and you know what you're saying is not exactly true, I don't know why you're doing that. I don't know what the purpose is. There must be a lot of anger in you. There must be a lot of anger and envy and spitefulness. And that's a horrible way to live. If that's your inside makeup, if that's your inner working. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Did anybody see this video? I did watch it. I don't even know really what the comedy in this thing was. Well, it made a lot of people unhappy. But I'm sure there are some people who would defend it. I mean, there are always people on both sides of everything. I guess that's why there's two sides to every story. 740-383-9944. What do you make of the President Trump video that he did remove off his social media platform depicting the Obamas as apes, having their heads on apes? Now, candidate for treasurer of the state, Democratic candidate for treasurer of the state, Seth Walsh, was in the studio on Friday night. It was very nice to meet him. He's a city councilman down in Cincinnati. So it was nice to have him in the studio on Friday night. I enjoyed that. He wanted to meet Mary Ellen, wanted to come on the show. So it was good to have him on. Very young guy running for treasurer of the state. And it brings the question up again. Do the Democrats have a shot this year? Now, you've got to look at the top of these tickets, which obviously are the Senate race, Sherrod Brown and John Husted, and Amy Acton and Vivek Ramaswamy. And I think the big question right now, is there a civil war in the Republican Party? Because you've got Casey Putch here, who's running very much against Vivek Ramaswamy in the Republican primary, and saying some very pointed things about Mr. Ramaswamy. Is there a divide in the Republican Party? Because usually when you get a divide in the Republican Party, it hurts a candidate. I don't know what that divide is in the Republican Party now, but does it exist? And then on the other side, you've got Amy Acton, and I think the big question there is, she can raise a lot of money, but is she a good candidate? Is she a good candidate? Is she out there meeting with the people? Is she doing what she needs to do to win this election this coming fall, which is only 9 months away now. I don't know. How do you see these things here in Ohio? We heard from Keith Faber, 2 weeks ago? Auditor of State Keith Faber, who's running for Attorney General, he came on, Republican, talked about why he thought he should be the next Attorney General. Are these strong candidates? If you have any thoughts on any of this, feel free to give us a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The big election's coming up here in 2026, as well as these tickets in Ohio. Vivek Ramaswamy, Casey Putch, Amy Acton, people like Seth Walsh running for Democratic, the Democratic candidate for treasurer here in Ohio. How's this all going to shake out as the year goes along? And then you've got this Republican primary with in the county commissioner race to fill the spot being vacated by Mark Davis. I mean, you've got four candidates in that race. You've got former county commissioner Ken Stiverson. You've got Mike Neff's wife, Mrs. Neff, in that race. You've got who else is in there? You know what? It slipped my mind there for a second. I do not have that in front of me, so I'm going to have to take a look here. Jason Schauber's obviously in the race. I do remember that. Third Ward City Councilman. But I'm trying to remember who the fourth person is. It slipped my mind for a second. Let's see if I can pull it up here. But a four-person Republican primary, and how many people are going to turn out for a primary? You know, you've got to ask yourself that. Are any of these candidates appealing to anybody at this point? I don't know. I guess we'll find out. Tim Mooney. Tim Mooney is the fourth candidate. That's right. Tim Mooney. So there we go. So we got Tim Mooney, Mrs. Neff, Jason Schauber, Ken Stiverson. And how many people turn out in a primary? You know, this might be just how many people can we get to the polls at this particular point. So how do people think that's all going to shake out? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. Well, there was something else. What in the world was the other thing that I wanted to bring up this morning? And I don't think it had anything to do with politics. Oh, I know what it was. This Nancy Guthrie story. I mean, it's been over a week now. Savannah Guthrie's mother, who has been kidnapped, apparently for ransom. And this has been over a week. Now, where is this woman? I don't know. Just watching this thing unfold, kind of from afar, is very, very... unfortunate, because I think today is one of the deadlines that the kidnappers put in their ransom note, that if something didn't happen by Monday, something bad could happen. You know, how long can this woman live without her medication? How long? She was obviously injured when she was kidnapped. There was blood at her home. It's just the most unbelievable case, to be honest with you. And I don't understand how this could possibly happen. I really don't. It's baffling to me how this could happen and how it could go on for now. What is this, the eighth day? I don't know how this woman is living. I mean, maybe they've got her some medication. Maybe they were able to patch her up after she was injured. I don't know. I just think it sort of captivated a certain group of people. Any thoughts on any of this? 740-383-9944. 30 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. It's interesting. It's certainly gets a lot of attention on social media, certainly getting a lot of attention on the news, the television and the radio news, but I'm not even sure how this all works, to be honest with you. I'm not sure how this is even supposed to happen. How are they supposed to get the money to these people? How do they know that this woman is still alive at this particular point? I would just think, if you were going to kidnap somebody for money, why would you take an elderly person? You know they're probably not in the best shape physically to begin with. And that's going to make a kidnapping and a ransom much harder. I don't know. It's awful. And the longer it goes on, you think it's not going to have a happy ending, and it's continuing to go on. And I don't know how this ends good at this point, except if the woman turns up somewhere. Does anybody think there's any hope that this woman's going to turn up? Do you think she's going to show up somewhere? Do you think there's any hope at this point? I mean, I guess hope dies last, as they always say. I hope she turns up. But boy, what a just a wicked, wicked case this has turned out to be. 740-383-9944. That's the phone number. Feel free to give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. 12 degrees and partly sunny skies here in the Marion area on this Monday morning. All I can say is, I hope the woman turns up. I think we all hope the woman turns up at this point. But I mean, wouldn't you have to think that the person who kidnapped her had to have some inside knowledge of what was going on? I mean, would have to know that she has a camera, had a camera, would have to know when she was going to be home, would have to know about her pacemaker app. I mean, don't you think these are things that people would have to be aware of? I don't know. I would just think you would, and it's just sad. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Here we go.
Here we go.
All I can say about that kidnap, I hope that she's not alive. I hope that she hasn't been alive all this time. Can you imagine what kind of hell she would live through?
Well, that's it. I don't know how at 8 days this ends well.
Well, I mean, just not only your age, but if you was 50 and you lived through and that happened, I wouldn't wish her to still be alive. I wouldn't wish her to have been alive the last 5-6 days.
You know, I kept trying to think when this story first came about, when has there ever been a story like this? I mean, clearly this woman was kidnapped because she was the mother of a television personality.
Because our daughter had a lot of money.
Right. But, I mean, a lot of people are in the public eye, and they have parents, and they have, you know, mothers and fathers and uncles and aunts and kids. And this didn't seem to happen anymore. I hadn't heard of one of these stories in years and years and years.
Well, there's probably been, but they didn't have the money trail behind of them that she had. I mean, I'm pretty sure if Susie down the street had happened to her, she wouldn't be on every newscast.
Well, no, and
it's to a fault that she has the money behind her.
Well, I guess that's what I'm saying. When is the last time that a high-profile person's mother has been taken, or father, or children, and ransomed like this? And it's clearly about money, and the odd thing to me about... That's why I feel it's got to be some kind of an inside job, because you had to know that this was her mother, and you had to know that she had these cameras and pacemaker apps and all these things. I just, it's a very odd case.
I'll bet when the bottom line comes, it's somebody that either family member or someone that knew her or knew of the family, and they had time to plan all of this. I just think that all I can say is I hope she passed at least 6 days ago, that she didn't have to live through the hell that she would have lived through.
Now, if she does reappear, if she does, I mean, what do you think that moment will be like after 8 days at this point?
Well, I don't think she'll ever be normal ever again.
It's got, I just keep thinking about the blood. She was clearly injured as she was being abducted. So obviously they did not take her to the hospital. And
well, but Scott, at that age, and if she does have a pacemaker, she probably was on Eliquis, and that's, I mean, she could have just got a skin. But when you're on Eliquis, you bleed a lot pretty quick.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is she probably bled a lot. They obviously didn't take her to the hospital. Did they bandage her up? I mean, what kind of condition must she have been in, plus without medication, for 8 days now?
Well, like I say, if you have any feelings for her, I hope that she hasn't been alive this whole time.
Well, and clearly, the family wants her back. I mean, they're still holding out hope.
Well, I'm sure they want at least the body back, but I can't think that they would have wanted her to suffer this whole time. I just think that, you know, any time that happens, whether it's a kid or an older person, or they are never normal after that.
No, I think if this woman is found, that clearly she's going to have trust issues for the rest of her life. And
I just hope that her life is over and she's already going on to peace.
You know, isn't this a horrible thing, though? I mean, that somebody would do this to an older person like that, somebody in their 80s.
Like I say, if it would have been Susie down the street and there was not all this effort, or and she didn't have any money behind her, it probably wouldn't have happened.
It's sad.
They say that money is the root of all evil.
Well, but see, then again, that makes me think on the other side, maybe she is still alive, because if she turns up dead somewhere, or that word gets out, then they get no money, which apparently this was all done for.
They're not thinking straight, Scott, as they wouldn't have done it to start with.
You know what I have found terrible about this? And listen, I'm all for the media, but I don't understand. If she is still alive and these kidnappers have her, why do they keep reporting what the ransom note says? Why do they keep reporting this car was of interest at this Circle K? Yeah, but
if Johnny had won the National Spelling Bee, I doubt if that would have made the news.
No, but what I'm saying is, I imagine the kidnappers are watching television or have media, and if they see that they're getting closer to them, they're obviously going to change whatever they're doing, whatever car they have, because they don't want to be caught. So if they stopped giving all the... you know, it's like this. I talked to a lot of reporters over the years who covered war, and they said the only thing they would not report, even if they had the information, was when the United States was going to strike a target, because that could put boys' lives at danger. Even though it's news, and even though people would want to know it, they're not going to report it, because it doesn't do anything but put people in danger. And I think reporting a lot of the intricacies of this case, if she is still alive, is doing nothing but putting her in even greater danger.
Yeah, that's true, but I go back, I hope I mean, you don't want, but I hope she went on to her reward 6 days ago.
Well, I, you know, it may be the best thing, but I will say, if she is found, it will be a tremendous feel-good story for people.
Well, I'll guarantee, if she is found, I guarantee that it will be her body.
Mm. So you don't think there's any way at this point she's still around?
No.
Do you think we'll find the...
And if they found some blood and she was on Eliquist, she probably bled out.
Mm. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. So what do you make of these ransom notes that showed up last Monday that said she's safe but scared?
Oh, that's BS. But anyways, I guess it's kind of like you think about, you have to use common sense. And like I say, if this has happened, I hope she has long since gone on to her reward.
Well, I think it's certainly what a lot of people would say. Did you get a chance to watch any of the Super Bowl last night?
Scott, all I did was look at the crowd that's there. And I never would ever want to be in that, because first place I wouldn't be able to find the bathroom, and I'd have to find the bathroom. And then if I found the bathroom, I wouldn't find my way back to my seat. And then I'd have to try to find my car. And 2 or 3 days later, I'd still be wandering around the parking lot looking for my car. But look what kind of money was spent there. Good grief, the United States could be out of debt if people kicked that money into the national debt.
It's a money maker for sure. Hey, did you take anything away from hearing Ayers on the air last week?
Like I said, I knew the whole time that he was not guilty, but I'll tell you, he lived through hell. And how those people think, I just can't imagine what he went through. I mean, from the get-go, what he went through. And now, like he says, I don't have a job, I don't have any money, I've got bills.
Yeah, it's a bad position to be in. Why do you think we haven't heard anything from Grogan yet?
Oh, please. Do you really think Scotty's going to come on?
Well, you know, hope springs eternal, I guess.
Well, I guess that you could do that, but I just can't imagine how he or the police chief could sleep at night. Well, and who is it that does the report about what's going to be on at council? Who is that guy?
The clerk, Pollock?
No, that reports on the station.
Oh, Adam.
Yeah. Well, how would you like to have to read that crap every week that he has to read? I thought, holy cow, it's like reading whatever, but to go on through all of that, and we'll just see what happens tonight. But then you think about how they found a replacement for Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there is it's just crappy. It's just crappy. And you hardly want to say you're from Marion, Ohio.
Well, it's a bad time right now. Certainly between the Ratliff verdict, what's going on with the city, and water reporting that went on last...
I tasted it when I brushed my teeth a couple times. But like I say, is the emergency room full of people sick?
Well, that's what I cannot quite put my finger on.
People just like to get a hold of something, and it's like a dog with a bone. Just can't let it go. I think Aqua's doing what they can. We've had very unusual weather this year, from freezing to all this snow and so forth. But like because my niece says, oh, I got water, I got pop, I got oil. She's like, oh, we're not drinking that. And I says to her, Do you want to be the only one left in Marion? Everybody else has died.
Well, it's a weird thing because, you know, these people who are avoiding all of this at home are still going out to restaurants where drinks are made from the water. The coffee is made from the water.
They didn't quit the fountain pops again, did they?
No, fountain pops are still there, and coffee. Coffee is still being made from water. So I don't... What's confusing to me is again, it's kind of what I said earlier. You know, you can get a story wrong now and again, but try to come back and report that you're wrong. Why do people want to intentionally mislead people? I don't understand. And by the way, if there was evidence that people were going to the emergency room, if there was evidence people were getting sick, if there was evidence of any of this, we would report it. But there isn't, so why are people pushing this so hard? What's the reason?
Scott, people just like the excitement of a tragedy, I guess. I don't know, but like I told my niece, I said, well, if that's the case, do you want to be the only one left in Marion because you didn't drink the water?
I know.
I'd like to start cleaning up that mess.
Well, it's so unfortunate because... again, if there was something wrong, we certainly would all want to know.
Well, if there was something wrong, the emergency room would have been packed full.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in this morning.
Keep on keeping on.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 47 minutes past the hour, about 13 minutes left. You know, one of the problems is, I think with everything, nobody believes anything anymore. And I'm not saying you have to believe everything, but nobody believes anything. If you get an expert, if you get somebody from the company on, it doesn't matter what they say, they're wrong. They're wrong. If it doesn't fit what you believe, then people don't want to hear it. There is no open-mindedness left, and I'm really concerned about that as we go on down the road. All right, 47 coming up on 48 minutes past the hour. If anybody'd like to weigh in on anything, please feel free, 740-383-9944. We're here to talk with you for about 12 more minutes. Certainly the water situation is something we haven't spent a whole lot of time on, but... what a story that's become. I just, if there was any evidence that things are in a bad way with the water, why not present that evidence? Why not say, here you go. This is the evidence that the water is bad. This number of people are showing up at the emergency room sick. Where is the evidence? Who knows anybody who this has happened to? I don't know. I really don't know about that one. And some people just want to continue to push the idea that something is wrong. They're just... I don't know. They're very adamant that something is just wrong. I guess we'll find out. 11 minutes left in the broadcast today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, feel free to give us a buzz. We've talked about the Super Bowl, the big win by the Seahawks last night at the Super Bowl, the Bad Bunny halftime show, which was making a whole lot of news as we were going on through the week. We've got a lot of city news. Mike Bodine resigns, and his last official day, I believe, is this coming Friday. Vidya, the former treasurer, now has become the auditor. We'll see how that all goes. And the recovery plan submitted by the city to the auditor of state, the plan was rejected. So we'll see where we are with that. And, of course, we've got the not guilty verdict in the Ratliff trial, but the Heidi Ratliff trial is set to start next week. We'll see where that all goes. And then a civil trial in Toledo with the Ratliffs and the County of Marion coming up at a later date. Okay, again, the phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944 if there's anything on your mind. And, of course, we were talking about the Nancy Guthrie kidnapping there. You know, the woman's been gone for 8 days now. She's in her 80s. I don't know. I think that there's a large majority of people who probably want to see her returned okay. But you do have to wonder, like the caller said, how well is this woman at this point? What has she been through for the last 8 days? You know, the blood at her home and not being on the medication for 8 days. What kind of toll has this taken on her if she is still alive? I don't know. If you've been thinking about calling in, we've got about 9 minutes left to go here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anybody's welcome to call in and share their opinion. We always enjoy it. I think it adds a lot to the show to hear what other people have to say. The more opinions, the better, as they say. So that's where we are. And we also talked a little bit this morning about the President Trump video with the Obamas depicted as apes at the end of the video. He has removed it from his social media platform. He said he did not see the end of the video. I think he even said he did not put the video up at one point. He did condemn the video. I just don't know. That, again, is one of those stories, as I said earlier. It's amazing to me that this would be a story that you would ever have to report. And I don't know what the explanation is. I don't know what the justification is in that particular story. I really don't. I really, really, really don't. It's bizarre. That's a bizarre story. But you know what? I think like most things, it'll just be kind of water over the bridge. And we'll just keep on moving on down the road here today. Did anybody really enjoy the Super Bowl? I'm not saying it was a bad Super Bowl. To be honest, I didn't watch it. But did anybody enjoy it to any degree? Might have been a fun event to watch. I did not see it. But to be honest, I really don't watch the Super Bowl anyway. I think I've said this many, many times, that baseball is far more preferable to me than football. So, I don't know. I guess if you're a football fan and you wanted to have a good time on a Sunday night, it was probably fun to invite some friends and family over and partake in what was going on. So nothing wrong with that. Where are we here? Coming up on 54 minutes past the hour. Just a few minutes left in the program. And the phone lines wide open here this morning. 740-383-9944. If you've got anything you'd like to say, feel free to buzz in. Well, we've got Valentine's Day coming up on Saturday. Valentine's Day falling on a weekend this year. Is everybody excited about that? Then we have President's Day next Monday. So we've got Valentine's Day on Saturday. We've got President's Day next Monday, a holiday. You know, President's Day is interesting because we always get all those lists. Who are the greatest presidents of all time? Who are the worst presidents of all time? And, of course, our very own President Harding never ranks very well in those lists. He doesn't do very well. Unfortunately for us, why do you think President Harding cannot get a good ranking? You know, is it the scandal? Is it Teapot Dome? Is there ever going to be a shot for him to get above where he is, the bottom of the list? Is it because he had affairs? You know, I guess when you live in Marion, you don't think a whole lot about those things. I guess they're there, but they're not in the forefront of your mind. But why do you think President Harding gets such a bad rep? Hey, there's a question for somebody to answer with 4.5 minutes to go. That's not a political question. That's a history question. Why do you think President Harding gets such a bad reputation and always has and always ranks at the bottom of these lists every year, which we'll get next week around President's Day? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I mean, it certainly seems as if the man had his picadillos with women, and obviously he had some issues with staff members when it came to Teapot Dome and things of that nature. But why is he always at the bottom of the list? I mean, the man helped create what we pretty much know as the VA today. He was the first president elected when women had the right to vote. I mean, I'm not sure that everything he did was wrong. I don't know. You know, when you live in Marion, I guess you have a jaded perspective on this. If you live in Utah, do you even know anything about President Harding? Probably not. You know, I mean, it's been 100 years since he's been president. So everybody who knew him or who can talk about him to any great degree is gone, and pretty well at this case long gone. But why is he always at the bottom of the lists? Is there anything we can do now that this man's life is over to rehabilitate his image, I guess, as it were? We only got a couple minutes left here. If you've been thinking about buzzing in, feel free, 740-383-9944. Well, that's my spiel on President's Day. Hopefully someday we'll get the rehabilitation of President Harding. But as far as Valentine's Day goes, I don't know. There's a lot of candy in the stores. There's a lot of red boxes. There's a lot of balloons. There's a lot of flowers. It's clearly a greeting card holiday. It's not even a holiday, is it? Just a day to celebrate. I don't know. I do think it's very interesting that the Day of Love is also shared with a massacre. The St. Valentine's Day Massacre. So when you really think about it, you've got a massacre on one hand, and you've got everlasting love on the other, where we give candy and jewelry and balloons and cards. Now, when you think about that, isn't that such the story of life? Massacres and undying love for somebody. You know, they are very similar if you line them up. You know, they both hurt at times, and in the end, they both end badly. Maybe that's why the wedding vows are till death do us part. You know, I've always said that sounds like a suicide pact to me. Do you, till death do you part? Well, I guess you're in it until death does you part. Much like a massacre. So there is another similarity. See, I bet you didn't see that one coming at the end of the program today. Well, I thank everybody who did call in, and I thank everybody who paid attention, and I'm sure we'll come back and do it again tomorrow. And tomorrow, did I say that right? Tomorrow. We'll come back tomorrow, and there'll be much more interesting things to talk about, because as the world keeps spinning, every day, something new comes up, and there's always something more to talk about. And whatever that something more is, I'm sure we'll be talking about it tomorrow morning on this program. So stick with us here, WGH Talk Radio. We'll be back tomorrow morning starting at 8:15. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly,